Shirley, go back inside, I said. You got a 99 to handle. She blinked rapidly like somebody who's just coming to. The tanker, she said. George S., oh Lord, I forgot. Take the dog with you, I said. Yes, all right. She paused. What about... She gestured at the tools scattered on the concrete, the ones we used to kill the creatures that lay against the door, mangled and screaming. Screaming what? For mercy? Would it or its kind have accorded mercy to one of us had our positions been reversed? I don't think so. But of course I wouldn't. Would I? Because you have to get through first one night, and then another, and then a year of nights, and then 10. You have to be able to turn off the lights and lie there in the dark. You have to believe you only did what would have been done to you. You have to arrange your thoughts because you know you can only live with the lights on so much of the time. I don't know, Shirley, I said. I felt very tired, and the smell of the rotting cabbage was making me sick to my stomach. What the fuck does it matter? It's not like there's going to be a trial or an inquest or anything official. Go on inside. You're the police communication officer, so communicate. She nodded jerkily. Come on, Mr. Dillon. I wasn't sure Dee would go with her, but he did, walking neatly behind one of Shirley's brown low-heeled shoes. He kept whining, though. And just before they went out the side door, he kind of shivered all over, as if he caught a chill.
We ought to get out, too, George said to Eddie.
He started to rub at his eyes, realized he was still wearing his gloves, and he stripped them off.
We got a prisoner to take care of.
Eddie looked as surprised as Shirley had when I reminded her that she had business to deal with over in Poteenville.
Forgot all about that loud-mouthed son of a bitch, he said.
He broke his nose, George. I heard it.
Yeah, George said. Oh, what a shame.
Eddie grinned. You could see him trying to pull it back. It widened instead. They have a way of doing that, even under the worst of circumstances. Especially under the worst of circumstances. Go on, I said. Take care of him.
Come with us, Eddie said. You shouldn't be in here alone.
Why not? It's dead, isn't it?
That's not.
Eddie lifted his chin in the Buick's direction.
Goddamn fake car's hinky. Still hinky. And I mean to the max.
Don't you feel it?
I feel something, George said. Probably just reaction from dealing with that.
He gestured at the dead creature.
That whatever it was.
No, Eddie said.
What you feel's coming from the goddamn Buick, not that dead thing.
It breathes. That's what I think. Whatever that car really is, it breathes.
I don't think it's safe to be here, Hud. Not for any of us.
Hey, you're overreacting. The hell I am, it breathes.
It blew that pink-headed thing out on the exhale the way you blow a booger out of your nose when you sneeze, and now it's getting ready to suck back in. I tell you, I can feel it.
Look, I said, I just want one quick look around, okay? Then I'm going to grab the tarp and cover up that. I jerked my thumb at what we killed. Anything more complicated can wait for Tony and Kurt. They're the experts.
But calming him down was impossible. He was working himself into a state.
You can't let him near that fake car until after it sucks in again.
Eddie looked balefully at the Buick.
And you better be ready for an argument on the subject. The Sarge'll want to come in, and Kurt'll want to come in even more, but you can't let them because...
I know, I said. It's getting ready to suck back in. You could feel it. We ought to get you your own 800 number, Eddie. You could make your fortune reading palms over the phone.
Yeah, go ahead, laugh. You think Ennis Rafferty's laughing wherever he is?
I'm telling you what I know. Whether you like it or not, it's breathing. It's what it's been doing all along.
This time when it sucks back, it's gonna be hard.
Tell you what, let me and George help you with the tarp. We'll cover the thing up together, and then we'll all go out together.
That seemed like a bad idea to me, although I didn't know exactly why.